Welcome back to Vocabulary Boost number 4, part 2, where we continue to focus on adjectives or descriptive words. We left off learning how to say, "It's hot inside." Do you remember how to say that?
Gjede bindik. Gjede bindik.
Do you remember how to say the apple is round?
What is the machine?
And how about the ball is round?
What is your pkwakot?
Okay, we'll get into some more review later. Here's a new word.
Tkoze.
That's the word for short. Now listen to this word in a sentence. This means the puppy is short.
Tkoze nemos.
Now say, he, she, or they singular is short.
Tkoze.
And say again, the puppy is short.
Tkoze nemos.
We just learned that the animate word for short is tkoze. Now listen to the inanimate word.
Tkwa. Tkwa.
It's short, inanimate.
Tkwa.
Now listen to Mary say, the handle is short. Listen and repeat.
Tkwa mjimnigan. Tkwa mjimnigan.
Here's the animate word for tall or long.
Gnoze. Gnoze.
Tall or long.
Gnoze.
The giraffe is tall or long.
Gnoze genwa bigwewe. Gnoze genwa bigwewe.
Now here's how to say it's tall or long, inanimate.
Gnoa. Gnoa.
Here's how to say drumstick.
Dewegonatik. Dewegonatik.
Now try to say, the drumstick is long.
Gnoa. Dewegonatik. Gnoa dewegonatik.
What's the word for short, inanimate?
Tkwa.
Tkwa. Do you remember the word for bumpy, animate?
Piccose.
And what about the word for it's flat, inanimate?
Nbaga.
Do you remember what this sentence means?
T'koze nemos.
The puppy is short. This is how you say something or someone animate is pretty or beautiful.
Konajwe. Konajwe.
The picture is pretty.
Konajwe mzinchigan. Konajwe mzinchigan.
Say the picture is pretty.
Gunajwe mzinchigan.
Do you know how to say it's beautiful outside?
Gunajwan gujing. Gunajwan gujing.
Say, it looks beautiful outside.
Gnajuan gujing.
Do you remember the word for short, inanimate?
T'kwa.
And what about it's long for inanimate?
Gnoa.
And again, what is the word for pretty or beautiful for someone or something animate?
Konajwe.
Pretty or beautiful, animate.
Konajwe.
Now listen and repeat after Mary. The necklace is ugly.
Mananze napkoagan. Mananze napkoagan.
What is the word for ugly?
Manadze.
Say again, the necklace is ugly.
Manadze napkoagan.
Now here's the inanimate word for it's ugly.
Manadat. Manadat.
Say it's ugly.
Manadat.
Now listen to Mary say, the couch is ugly.
Manadat abdako pabwin.
Now just say the word for couch.
Abdako pabwin.
Once more, say the word for couch.
Abdako pabwin.
Now you're in a second-hand shop looking for furniture, and you see a couch, and you say to your friend, "The couch is ugly."
Manadat Abdako Pubwin.
That's a true story, by the way. Mary and I were in a secondhand shop and we did see a couch that was probably the most ugliest couch we've ever seen in our life. Anyway, so the next word that we're going to learn is, it is pointy. Listen to both the animate followed by the inanimate version of that word.
Kin koze. Kin kwa.
Now say, it's pointy for something animate.
Kin koze. Kin koze.
It's pointy, animate.
Kin koze.
Now listen to Mary say, the thorn is pointy.
Kin koze mines ganji. Kin koze mines ganji.
How do you say thorn?
Mines ganji. Mines ganji.
Say again, the thorn is pointy.
Kin koze mines ganji.
Now listen to the inanimate word for it's pointy.
Kin kwa. Kin kwa.
It's pointy, inanimate.
Kin kwa.
Now listen to Mary say, your nose is pointy. Not that you would ever say that to anyone.
Kin kwa gjansh. Kin kwa gjansh.
Now just say the inanimate word for it's pointy.
Kin kwa.
Do you remember the word for short, for something or someone animate?
Tkoze. Tkoze.
Do you remember how to say the drumstick is long?
Gnoa dewegonatic. Gnoa dewegonatic.
And what about the couch is ugly?
Manadat abdako pubwin.
Say it's pointy. Either animate or inanimate.
Kin koze. Kin kwa.
Just say it's pointy, animate.
Kin koze.
Now listen to Mary as she says, it's loud or someone's loud. Animate.
Bigze. Bigze.
It or someone is loud or noisy.
Bigze.
The blue jay is loud or noisy. Just listen.
Bigze. Dindesin.
Repeat after Mary. Blue Jay.
Dindesin. Dindesin.
What is the word for she is loud?
Bigze.
Say the blue jay is loud.
Bigze dindesin. Bigze dindesin.
Now listen to the word for it's loud, inanimate.
Bigwewemgat. Bigwewemgat.
Say it's loud.
Bigwewemgat.
Now listen to Mary say, the motor is loud.
Bigwewemgat. Nakkiwin. Bigwemgat nakkiwin.
The motor is loud.
Bigwemgat nakkiwin.
Do you remember the animate word for loud?
Bigze.
What about the inanimate word for loud?
Bigwemgat.
We just learned how to say it's loud. Now let's learn how to say it's quiet. First, we'll start off with the animate word for it's quiet.
Bekadze.
It's quiet.
Bekadze. Bekadze.
Now listen to this sentence. What do you think it means?
Bekadze binoji.
It means the child is quiet. Try saying the child is quiet.
Bekadze binoji. Bekadze binoji.
This is how you say it's very quiet, inanimate.
Bzante. Bzante.
Say it's quiet.
Bzante.
Once more, say it's quiet.
Bzante.
And now say the child is quiet.
Bekadze binoji.
This is how you say it is high. First the animate, followed by the inanimate.
Spa.
It is high, animate.
Spize. Spize.
A truck is considered animate. Listen to how Mary says, your truck is high.
Spize gdodaban. Spize gdodaban.
Just say, your truck.
Gdodaban.
Now say again, your truck is high.
Spize gdodaban.
Now we're going to be introducing the ending omagut, which means it's a state of being. The root of the word high is
Spa. Spa.
So now listen to Mary say, the wall is high.
Spamgat asthmatic. Spamgat asthmatic.
Saying spa on its own doesn't make any sense. You have to add the omgut at the end in order to be basically saying the condition of the object, the inanimate thing that you're speaking about, is high. Listen and repeat. The wall is high.
Spamgat asthmatic. Spamgat asthmatic.
Do you remember how to say your car is high?
Spize gdodaban. Spize gdodaban.
Do you remember how to say it's quiet?
Bzante.
Once again, the wall is high.
Spamgat asthmatic.
Here's how you say it is low, animate.
Tebasze. Tebasze.
The car is low.
Tebasze daban. Tebasze daban.
And here's how you say it is low, inanimate.
Tebasza. Tebasza.
Listen to this sentence. Do you know what it means?
Tebasza nbagan.
The bed is low.
Tebasza nbagan.
Do you remember how to say the car is low?
Tebasze daban.
Say the bed is low.
Tebasza nbagan.
Do you remember how to say your truck is high?
Spize gdodaban.
When describing the color of something or a living being, you must use either the animate or inanimate word for that color. For example, this is how you say he or she or it is black in color for anything that is animate.
Mkadeoze.
And this is how you would describe anything that is inanimate as being black in color or dark in color.
Mkadeoande.
Listen to Mary and repeat, the bear is dark in color.
Kadeoze mkwa. Kadeoze mkwa.
The bear is black or dark in color.
Kadeoze mkwa.
Here is the word again. For it is black or dark in color for something that is inanimate.
Mkadeoande. Mkadeoande.
Now repeat after Mary. The hat is dark in color or black.
Mkadeoande. Weak one. Mkadeoande. Week one.
How do you say it's black or dark in color, inanimate?
Kadewande.
Say again, the hat is black.
Kadewande, weekwad.
Here is how you say it is light in color, pale, gray, or faded.
Wabande. Wabanzo.
Now listen again. Is this animate or inanimate?
Wabanzo.
If you guessed animate, you guessed correctly. Now listen and repeat after Mary as she says, the picture is pale or faded.
Wabanzo mzinchigan. Wabanzo mzinchigan. Wabanzo mzinchigan.
Now say, it is pale or faded, inanimate.
Wabande. Wabande.
Can you guess what the sentence means?
Wabande wabawan.
The blanket is gray or pale in color.
Wabande wabawan.
Now repeat after Mary for the word heavy. First the animate and then the inanimate.
Guzigwaze. Guzigwan. Guzigwaze. Guzigwan.
Here is the animate word for heavy.
Guzigwaze.
Now try saying, the baby is heavy.
Guzigwaze. Binojins. Guzigwaze. Binojins.
Say the baby is heavy.
Guzigwaze. Binojins.
Now here's the word for hammer.
Pkitteegan. Pkitteegan.
Say it again, hammer.
Pkitteegan. Guzigun pkitteegan.
The hammer is heavy.
Guzigun pkitteegan.
Just say the inanimate word for heavy on its own.
Guzigun.
Do you remember the animate word for it's heavy?
Guzigwaze. Guzigwaze.
Do you know the word for metal?
Biwabkons.
This is how you say something animate is smooth.
Shoshkwapkize. Shoshkwapkize.
So now try to say the metal is smooth.
Shoshkwapkize biwabkons. Shoshkwapkize biwabkons.
What do you think this sentence means?
Shoshkwapkat sin.
The stone is smooth.
Shoshkwapkat sin. Shoshkwapkat sin.
Say the metal is smooth.
Shoshkwapkize biwabkons.
Now just say it's smooth, inanimate.
Shoshkwapkat.
And now say the stone is smooth.
Shoshkwapkat sin.
We're getting close to the end of the lesson. Now we're just going to do some review on the words that end in amagat. If you remember from before, we said that words that end in amagat have to do with a state of being. Only inanimate words can end in amagat. First, I'll say the word in English, followed by Mary, who will say it in Anishinaabemowin. Repeat after Mary. It's round.
Wow, yay, amagat.
It's square.
Kakde amagat.
It's wet.
Saba wemagat.
It's dry.
Benguamgat.
It is big.
Mchamgat.
Now you try it. Try adding the end amagat or mgat to the end of the words that you already know. It's small.
Gachamgat.
It is soft.
Nokamigat.
It's dry.
Benguamgat.
It is strong or hard.
Mshkoamgat.
It's thin.
Babagamgat.
It's thick.
Kpagamgat.
Flat.
Nbagamgat.
It's square.
Kakdeyamgat.
It's bumpy.
Pkwamgat.
It's smooth.
Shoshkwamgat.
It is rough.
Gipigat.
It's cold or cool.
Tkamgat.
It is warm or hot.
Kjidemgat.
It is short.
Tkwamgat.
It is tall or long.
Gnomgat.
It is pretty or beautiful.
Gnajwimgat.
It is ugly.
Manadat.
It is pointy.
Ginkwamgat.
It's loud or noisy.
Bigwewemgat.
It's quiet.
Bazantemgat.
It is high.
Shpamagat.
It's low.
Dabasamagat.
It's dark or black in color.
Kade on demgat.
It is light in color, pale or gray.
Waban demgat.
We've now reached the end of Vocabulary Booster Part 2. Thank you for listening. Mary and I have enjoyed doing these recordings. We hope to bring you many more.